It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I do have an unpopular show, and I don't aim to make it popular. If it is popular, it's good for the country. What is unpopular about it is what I say about the people in it and what you have become, and why you stand to lose it very soon if you don't listen to the unpopular things that I have to say. And it's all about what you don't know about yourself, but your enemies do. It's a very strange thing, that the enemy knows more about you than you know yourself. And there's hardly a person who does not play a role in some sequence of cause and effect, you know, doing unto others what someone did to them, or you doing unto others what was done to you. That's a cause and effect. Somebody creates a disturbance in you, you react, and then you become affected and submissive. You may not be aware that you have become submissive. And it may not become submissive right away. I mean, it takes lots of reactions by people above you to consolidate the controls you do not know they have over you. You may even believe you love the people that really hurt you and think you're trying to help them out of your guilt. See, now these are the things we have to discuss, because what I just said can cause you to lose your freedom without you knowing that you've lost it. And the not information I just shared with you, although not complete, I don't want to be too unpopular to begin with, can take away your whole country, one man or a group of people behind the scenes with a lot of money, understanding how to intimidate masses, defame, demoralize, degrade, etc., and then get to rule you from that position of power they derive from degrading you. Now, if you look at your school system, your children have been degraded. They do not go to school to be educated, they go to be indoctrinated. Now, you've known this for a long time. Now, when I say you, you're a parent who has graduated from one of those schools by a parent who let you go, knowing damn well that while they're learning to make a living and driving a nice car and getting the things they want, they're sacrificing you to Baal. But if you look at their life, there's a third generation back where the schools began to turn and there was warning signs. But the trouble is, we began to lose our virtue. The phantom forces, the underworld forces, began their noise, sort of making women uncomfortable to be wives and mothers and all the rest of it, and explaining how degrading it is to be just a woman and a housewife and considered nothing. And they played on that for a long time, and encouraging you to be free, sexually free, liberated, they call it. Liberated from what? Liberated from the truth that you have become a slave to these ideas. And then you stoutly defend it to your death. Then it gets worse. You have unwanted children. And what do you do with them? When you had your fling and got your empowerment, then what happens? You have children, but you don't want the children. The father doesn't want it. He's had his fill and sowed his wild oats and left you. And so on and so forth. Or you marry it. But you marry it away from the father of the children you've got. And so becomes complicated. You cannot manage your own life. You become sick, mentally ill. Pills and drugs, illegal at first. Now legal. And now you're all under mind control. Let's assume all the drugs can be put under a category. Who was it? The Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, and the 1984. He spoke of these two scenarios where one was where there was plenty. Everybody had soma, a drug that kept the conscience asleep. I believe in Australia they already found a drug that takes away the pain of your indiscretions. That'd be nice. You don't have a conscience, and you're to be machines, and you won't know you're being manipulated. You don't even know it now. You're all drugged to some degree. Drugged with emotions, drugs with love affairs, drugged by your angers and distractions. Oh, good Lord. Is that a computer failure? Well, that's nice. It gives me extra few minutes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. That was unexpected. I didn't mean to cough in your ear, but the lines are open if you want to call in. And I'm here to inform you that you are not in control of your life. Actually, you never have been. There are a few people in the world who have been in control of their lives. There are very few people who are actually free. Now, I'm not exactly free because I'm now living in a socialist society, so I have lost. I have begun to lose my freedom, my physical freedom. Now, you can put me in jail, I'll still be free. As long as I didn't hate the jailer, who would try to make me hate them, so I should lose all of the freedom, the kind of freedom you lose when you hate somebody. And that's the whole goal of those who rise as a phantom political force, slowly but rising, displacing everything that's good. And pretty soon, you are infected with it and fascinated with it, like you are with drugs, like you are with gambling, like you are with personalities, political or entertainment. You do not have your own life. Is there someone out there that can really say that they're free? This country was hard fought for, was it not? And so, I know a lot of people died for this idea of freedom, and the people often died, didn't have freedom themselves, but they liked the idea, whatever it was. It wasn't perfected then. George Washington was a free man, because he was free in his thinking. He was astute. He was like the, I like to quote Caesar Milan. And we should have him on this program, but I'm not one of his dogs. He loved his dogs, but maybe that's a bad metaphor. But he was strong and resolute in the face of discomfort and danger. And nothing could stop him, nothing could defeat him. Dignified, calm, an epitome of a person who was free. Moses was free. He wasn't free when he was a prince. No. He was heir apparent to the throne, so that made him obligated. So when he was thrown out into the desert and became a shepherd for about 40 years, he didn't lead the children of Israel out till he was 80 years old. But you see, he wasn't free till that time. But there's no such thing as freedom in its truest sense. You need to understand this. And there's no such thing as security. The world, there's no security in this world at all. You must not seek it. The only security, in a sense, the only security there is not needing any. And to a state that doesn't need any security is grounded in some kind of security that is not visible. I think the Bible speaks about the house built on sand and the house built on rock. Great was the wind that blew down the house, and it was built on sand, but the one on rock didn't fall down. So, what is this rock we are to build on? It is the rock, whatever it is that built the universe, whatever the foundation is, that is the foundation we should build upon. And only human beings are capable of having this foundation. And when you have this, you have eternal life. If you can have and hold it, if you can be loyal to it. But if you're loyal to it, that means you're not free, right? Yeah, that's correct. I'm not free in the sense of complete freedom, so I can do what the hell I want. I can be nice one minute, mean the next, and lie and cheat, and then be honorable, and do what it takes, you know, to get me ahead in life. Well, that's not freedom at all, you see, because that is complete. That's completely a loose cannon. No, there does not exist such thing as freedom. But it does in the sense of freedom from despotism. And that's why people fight for it. Because they have experienced despotism. You know, in the formation of our country, the despotism was invested in the form of British. And a lot of people got hung and killed for standing up what was right. Only a small percentage of Americans, you know, without shoes and clothes and, you know, didn't even get money for Congress to fight for freedom. They did it anyway. And because they sacrificed their lives, and most of them got killed, and didn't really taste what freedom was, but they did it for an ideal. And so, if you could live just for the ideal of living right for every moment, whatever that means, and I would like to debate it with you, but who are those who are willing to admit that they are slaves? And as the good book says, slaves of what? Of course, the word is S-I-N. And that word may disturb you because it is thrown about too easily. Being called sinners, what the hell that is? Most Christians are sinners. Most Muslims are sinners. Most Jews are sinners. You can't live the law. The law shouldn't have to be imposed upon you. You shouldn't have to study it and learn it. The law immediately springs up guilt in you. And I think in the good book it says, you know, people before the commandments came, they didn't know about the law. And so therefore it was okay for them to do what they did, kill babies and sacrifice them to their gods and everything. But there's something about Judaism and the Ten Commandments. When they appeared, immediately it struck guilt into the hearts of people. They knew, even the heathens have a sense of, it was said in the good book, even the heathens have a sense of right and wrong and conscience. And so we all have that. But what the commandments do is they act as a straitjacket, immediately spring up, and you know that these things are true. You shouldn't steal, you shouldn't commit murder. Should you have to be told? And then you have the ancillary laws, there's thousands of them. But if you had that law in your heart, you wouldn't need it on stone. We need it on stone for bad people. And bad people obviously don't like the commandments because it is a straitjacket to them, and so it should be. But it's not a straitjacket to me because, A, I don't need the commandments. I don't need some preacher to tell me, you know, how to be a person. And besides, if you want to look how many different preachers there are in the world, and how many different religions there are, how many different shaman and mahdis and muftis and whatever it is you call them, they're all telling you how to live, all telling you what God is and what he wants. And they don't even know themselves. It's just, it's a big business, and people are very gullible. People are very gullible, otherwise you wouldn't belong to every different religion. You're very gullible. The fact that you belong to 1,000 different, in this country, let's say there's 4,000 or 5,000 different religious sects, meaning Christian, and count the others, maybe there's 50,000, each one with a different sect, each one with a goofy preacher, or an intellectual one, or a bald-headed one, a respectable one, or one that screams, "Damn America." Whatever it is they do to get their point across and hold your attention, tell you that God loves you as you are, etc., etc. It doesn't make you free at all. That you need to go to that church every week or whatever and be told that one and one makes two. Now, who would like to call me? Now, if you actually found the God that they held up, if you actually found that ground of being, transferred your loyalty from the world of those people, you know, there's drug pushers and then there's religion pushers. There's political manipulators. All of them are political manipulators. And I said in the opening of the program that you're not free. Every single person listening to me now has trouble, anxiety, and fear because you have a shadow manipulators, shadow series of manipulators in your life and your background, beginning from the day you were born. If you're born in Borneo, your mother would have been a cannibal, and you would, you know, feel guilty for not eating your quota of people for the week, a young fellow. How many people did you eat this month? Well, one, sir. He said, well, the reason why you're guilty is because you didn't eat two. You need to try harder. You know, just eat more of your enemy and you'll get your enemy's power, which is why they eat people. The idea of getting rid of guilt is to strive harder. You do that in your business. You think, well, my guilt is because I don't have enough money and people don't love me enough. You know, I'm not successful enough, etc., etc. Well, there's other reasons. But the trouble is, the striving after material things to fulfill a sense of worth is evidence that you've lost what worth is, and you're easily deceived even by your own mind. Your mind will spring up. The very fact that you've been violated and degraded and made to feel insecure brings up the question of, well, I don't want to be insecure. I don't want to be inferior. I'm going to be something. So you set goals in order for that to happen. And it's automatic. The fact that you're corrupted or violated takes you away from the realization that setting a goal is ridiculous. I've never set a goal in my life. I'm here. I'm successful. I don't know how I got here. I just followed the yellow brick road, wherever it led. I was talking about that last night. So I need to maybe talk to David a little bit because my voice is a little hoarse all of a sudden. Okay, David, can you give a break here for me, please?
Sure enough, we can take a break, and the number here is 1-800-866-8883. The lines are open. The show's on live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific time, wherever you are. You can call in. And if we will, just take a quick floating break, and we'll be right back.
And it's only $12 a month. Visit the website FHU.com and get your FHU web subscription today. That's FHU.com. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, please support him so that others might discover his message too. The web subscription is one way that you can do that. Again, visit FHU.com and order the FHU web subscription at FHU.com.
Have you ever wondered, for example, continuing my thoughts, 800-866-8883, while your own home is always ruled by the worst person in it? And how countries get to be ruled by the lowest scum that was ever born? That you should have a government by good people for good people is very rare. Most of the world have never known that. And so I want to explain to you, as I did yesterday, carry over from yesterday, why the schoolyard is ruled by the most stupid guy. He's a bully. He's strong. He knows to make you feel fearful. He knows how to demoralize you and degrade you and collect around him a few others. And he knows that others are timid. They're sort of relatively innocent. They don't understand. They're not strong enough. and they're not brave enough or not noble enough. They don't know anything about virtue yet. They have to suffer at the hands of bullies for most of our lives, we all do, to know that we can't be pushed around and we can't submit to the bully, because the bully then changes, the seducer and the bully changes roles with us. We give him the power. We make him look smarter. He can get what he wants. She can get what she wants. And then you have to give it up if you want peace. There is no peace. This is your life. How many people out there have lived their life going along to get along? Come and tell me. Even the strongest men are subject, 180-pound strapping or 200-pound, 6-foot Adonis is subject to his wife. And even his children, working 2 shifts a day and wearing himself out for approval, to be a good person. And that person can't do enough for his wife and children, all spoiled rotten. But he keeps trying and trying and can't. He's puzzled. Why am I working harder and harder? My wife is running off with another guy, or they have contempt for me. No matter what I do, they have contempt for me. The money I give to my wife, she spends it on the kids, and they can have what they want. And I can't be home because I'm working so hard to keep up the payments. And so there's a God strong man, and in every way strong. Take him on in a fist fight, you'd be in trouble. You stand for what's right. He doesn't know this strange phenomenon of loss of freedom, loss of willpower, because even a 120-pound woman can control the life of a 200-pound strapping man and make his life miserable, make him doubt himself, drive him crazy, blow his brains out, go out and get drunk and do something wrong to somebody, anybody, and end up in prison and all kinds of things in the mental hospital. And that is what's happening in a woman-centered society. So I shall concentrate my program tonight, with all due respect to the ladies. I don't expect you ladies to call me. It would be nice to hear from you, twisted sister. But women are twisted. They cannot help themselves. Gentlemen, I'm saying something very daring. Normally you would appeal to the women. And when you see commercials, the men always look stupid. And men will always buy from a advertiser that makes men look stupid and makes the product look more attractive, more friendly to the woman's sense of judgment of the contempt she holds for most men. Most women have contempt for men, and most men are contemptible. They're contemptible because they don't know how to stand. So I will devote some of my time this evening. But I got to hear from you. I can lecture any time I want to. But this is a talk show. I know you're listening. And I want to give you the phone number. But I will give you blow-by-blow instructions. Gentlemen, you call me. Ladies, call me, because you need to deal with your wife. With your children, because there is a man on television that says he can instantly, within 2 minutes, show you how to bring your children in line so they don't fight back with you. Now, I don't know if he can do that or not, whether he's been listening to me, but I know there's only one person, there's very few people in this country that really know what I'm going to tell you. And when you hear it, you may not be able to hear it. That's the problem. It's so painful that it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear because you're conditioning. The idea that if you have learned, how can I say this? Once a person, man or woman, has fallen to the idea of extracting servitude from someone they bully, if they have the natural energy so they can, the personality that gives them what they want, it gets them what they want, and they overpower the other lesser personalities. This personality could have been used in a positive way, but for the most of the time, we are self-centered, and if we have a personality, we shine and we're positive, we are popular and all the rest of it, And often we use it to outclass, outshout, outshine people. And when we don't have it, we find another way of getting ahead of people by degrading them. And if you look at our government, it's full of defamers and degraders. If you look at Nancy Pelosi, the way she has won, she's not smart, she's not intelligent, she's not bright, she's really a stupid woman. But the point is, she's seductive, she will spin and twist and lie and make her husband think that, you know, green is pink and pink is green. And she is strong enough, she finds the kind of men that will yield to her and empower her. So she owns a lot of property and a lot of money, and with this kind of power, she had political aspirations. And there are plenty of those who see the talent of this woman and will embolden her, because they also, foreign forces, will see people like Obama and Nancy Pelosi and mad hatters like, what's his name, Harry Reid. And he's a mad hatter. You can see. If you watch the movie called The Manchurian Candidate, it's an older movie, black and white, but that's, you see that there's a stooge, there's one of the senators, who acts like Harry Reid. But he's not so stupid. He just blurts all kinds of accusations, and because he's in the position he's in, it creates a stir. It affects the environment. It affects people. And but with the rise of media and the power of media, television and radio and newspapers, people with enough money can actually turn common sense upside down. They've done it. Take control of the schools. You'd want to get your kids out of school. You really do. You've got to be an idiot to send them to a public school. Now, occasionally there's good ones in your local community, but that's rarely so in the big cities. It's a dangerous place for you to put your children. They get indoctrinated and bullied and demoralized, and so they become dysfunctional. And you can't fix them. You can't change them back. They will hate you for putting them there. There's a funny thing about that. They will be affected more by their friends there that support each other, in sort of commiserate each other, rub each other's slimy backs for reassurance, because they're all victims and supporting one another. And they will collectively hate their parents and cling to the friendships. So all they got in school is palsy, wowsy, and drugs. So they love their friendships, and they love their friendships that support the wrong that's been implanted, giving each other drugs, encouraging each other to do stupid things. And the school likes that, because the more demoralized the people become, the more problems you have for government, and more the government intervenes with programs. See? And so several generations have passed where we've lost control of your children, and the children have not known how to grow up to be noble parents. They're all women-centered, because the fathers are in jail or run off with other women, or the judge has given the wife, the children, and the wife to another man. And so there's great rage out there. And now the very people who have demoralized you and manipulated you over the years without you seeing it, while I've been talking about it, they've risen to power. It's like you're going back to your dope addict. Once you've been corrupted, you elect the thing that corrupts you. Same with marriage. You wake up one morning losing a war you didn't know you were fighting. You will wake up one morning realize that you've lost your country and you didn't know you were losing it. You voted away your freedom and didn't know it, because you were being manipulated. Now, talk to me about it. Talk to me. I'm Roy Masters.
Hi, this is David Masters. How would you like to share Roy Masters' insights and knowledge and wisdom with your friends and family? And all you have to do is tell them, go watch Roy Masters on YouTube. Well, now there's a Roy Masters channel on YouTube. The address is www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel. It's so much easier now to introduce friends and family, and they can watch in the privacy of their home at any time. It's very anonymous, it's very private, and it's very easy. It's The Roy Masters Channel on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel. It's that easy. New videos will be posted all the time. Videos on how to improve your relationships, videos on how to understand what's happening in the country. Visit Roy Masters on YouTube. It's www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel.
Yeah, those of you who listen to KDON, which is one of the biggest stations in the West Coast, we start at 9, and we also start at 9 on our own internet. So that's FHU.com, and I think it's KDON, KDWN.com. So you can tune in to anyone if you're out of range and listen live. It's very live. You'll be live for 2 hours. Everybody else gets variations of live and mixture of refeeds for the hours that follow. So that's it for now, and I want to appeal to my friends to, it's really not enough. We're not getting enough yet, and we're going through our crisis. We're voluntarily, everybody at the foundation has cut their salary. I'll cut my salary in half. I may go without a salary because I can. You know, I've got some properties I can live from. So we'll keep the foundation on the air, but I don't think it's fair to have to, you know, I can't get rid of any of my employees. They're all valuable. So they're very valuable. And they understand, you know, what we're doing. And so I don't know what I'd do without them. So would you make it possible that we don't have to cut salaries and they should live on less? They're doing it. Voluntary. And so what they're doing is volunteering the rest of the time. And when it's slow, of course, they don't show up. That's okay. That's okay with me. They make arrangements with each other. It's always too slow. But look, I can help you deal with difficult people, because if you don't learn to deal with it, you must now, because you've lost your country, because you do not know how to deal with confrontation. You bright, intelligent people give away to lowlifes, to manipulators, to charlatans. Your marriages fall apart because the game is played there. Whether it's a charlatan husband, you know, boyfriend, who uses you and walks away, or a woman that takes you for everything it runs, that's your worth. Don't you see? You need to go to my website so you can make better choices and see through people. And essentially, you need to see what government is doing. But you can't. You can't even see the front of your own nose about your own life. And then you go into denial, which for the reason is, I can't talk with you. You'll live your whole life in denial. 866-8883, and the number to call tomorrow is 800-877-3227. The website, FHU.com. Log on and enjoy all the values.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I just need one person to talk to about how you can control people. I know how to do it. There's a good way. You don't want to stoop to that level. The way what was done to you to make you subservient and thinking you're loving your family when you're enslaved to trying to help them when you are really the victim of them. You're down and out and broken, but you feel guilty, and the family's crazy, and you're trying to help them, and they're getting worse, and you're fixated in your failure, trying to make it right, to to love your family, but the more you love them, the worse they become. It's the same with your kids. The more you try to help people, the worse they become. And it's the same with government. The more you try to help them, the more you really help them, have sympathy for them, you're either the government's your slave or you're the slave of the government. Now, obviously, the government's not going to be your slave because they've got plenty of money. They can just tax you and make you the slave and feed you, you know, wrong solutions so that you get worse. And as you get worse, then you cry to them for help. And that's what happens when you're dealing with people who, the more you try to help, the more you're giving yourself, giving them power to hurt you. But this is your only method of dealing with things. You don't know any better. They do. So therefore, you get screwed. The whole country's screwed right now, in case you didn't know. So now let me, if I have one person to talk to, and I have one here. It is Karen in calling from I don't know where, but hello.
Hello, Roy.
Hello.
Hi. I've been meditating for about 3 months now, and
yes.
On Friday I have to meet with my boss around my annual review and evaluation
yes.
for merit increase. And
yes.
in the past I went in very sheepish.
Don't you do that. Don't you do that. And don't go in too bold either.
Okay. Can you give me some advice about how to approach
it? No, my advice is not to think about it. So when the thought comes to your mind, dismiss it. When the thought comes to your mind, dismiss it. When the thought comes to your mind, dismiss it. When the thought comes to your mind, dismiss it as many times as you have to, and then pretty soon you'll forget it. And when it comes to, you know, entering the building, and if the thought comes to your mind, dismiss it. By that time, you've got some experience. And when you walk in, you won't feel anything. You won't feel the push to show how clever you are. And you won't be too sheepish, hoping that that will do it. No, there's going to be some quality that you have to develop that between now and then, that will work for you. You don't have to do anything. I don't have to sit in front of this microphone and worry about whether people like me or not. I have no trepidation to come in front of this microphone with very little preparation, as maybe some of you will know, just something I pick up off the internet or well, you know what O'Reilly says, or I don't know anybody. It's something of interest, and something's happening in government, and show immediately, just from the, you know, from the seat of my pants, just do that best I can, and it will come. And I don't sound stupid. I'm not fluid. I'm not perfect in my presentation. I'm comfortable in my skin, and that's why you trust me. And I'm trustworthy. I trust the things I'm saying. I haven't prepared it, so I don't know where this is coming from. I didn't know you were going to call and ask this question, but I know the answer to it. Now, all this, the ability to do this, it rests on one simple principle, is that to the degree you are upset with anybody at work, to the degree that you're upset with your mother, your father, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, to the degree you've got unfinished business, so you have a conditioning of responding in a fearful and submissive way. This is character loss of a whole life. So how old are you now?
54.
Well, you spent 54 years kowtowing. And so I spent 80 years asserting myself, but not in a way that bullies people. I bully the bully. See, so I'm going to be able to explain this to you. Can you bear with me just a minute?
Yes,
Karen?
Please.
Because you know, I talk about meditation and how that human beings have the capacity to find the ground in God, where to find the place where Adam lost when he didn't listen to what he knew was right and listened to the voice of his wife, remember?
Yeah.
That was the first ego. That was the first sin and the first excuse. You see? And so everybody who sins makes excuses, and that becomes a sort of like a cloud over between you and your reality. So when you meditate, you come out of that cloud. That cloud exists through emotions and submitting and hoping that if you don't offend somebody, that person won't be angry with you. No, it's not true. It's just the opposite. If you submit, you empower the person to take advantage of you, and that will make you angry. And then it's a vicious cycle. You can't stop. You can't get out of it. So the secret lies in developing character. You may not develop it the first time round, but there's always a first time to work it. So you have how many days before you go to talk to your boss?
2 days.
Well, it's not much, but if you could sit quietly and separate from the cloud or being lost in the wrong element called your intellect or your imagination, if you can separate that from just a second, then a new relationship forms within you and the old one starts to dissolve. And you at that point you have a power you didn't have before, you didn't know you had it, the ability to endure the bully without hating him. So therefore, if you can endure the presence of the first person you meet who would otherwise irritate you, even if it's a cat, if the cat trips you over, if you don't resent the cat, it's a beginning. Because resentment is a consistent emotion, so it doesn't matter what does it to you, it reinforces your whole behavior. So if you have a bad day and you get upset, it reinforces what your parent did when they degraded you. It just reinforces the conditioning. And conditioning is a powerful thing. You can't ride a surfboard unless you've practiced. And you cannot be a strong person unless you've practiced. And you have to practice not being upset so that the strength in you gains. If you get upset, you regress. You give yourself more over to the world. So if you understand that just little things that irritate, even thoughts from the past that come up, that bother you, you get irritated with that, you're done. The things that nag you, things that worry you, well, you may turned down, or they may not, see fit to give you a raise or whatever it is. And when you know you've done a good job, you've tried hard, you're a compensator, you work hard, and you try hard to please. Don't ever try hard to please anybody. Just move at your own speed. And if I move at my own speed, I move plenty fast. I move much faster. In that sense, I enjoy what I'm doing. No one's pushing me, so I get more out of myself. There's more. I do more than most people do in their lifetimes. And do more in a day than most people do in a month. I accomplish things where most people, they keep trying and making things worse. When they make it worse, they get upset. When they get upset, they try harder and make it worse. So they get so obsessed, they can hardly get anything done. And even if they do, it's only by sweating and struggling. And after a while, they are threatened by success. They want to throw in the towels. There's anxieties and fears. They get in the way. But if you can be a free person from all that, then you'll be able to do this very simple thing. You must bully the bully. But this is how you do it. You do not stoop to the level of what they do to you. His presence, that bully, your boss, may not be a bully, but you will react to him as if he was, because if your father beat you, or your father failed you, and if you see any qualities in him or project in him what similar to your dad, you're gonna, if your boss wears a cowboy belt, and my father beat you with a cowboy belt, then just the fact that he wears a cowboy belt puts that man in the position of your father, and you fear him, and he's not a bad person. You've got all these disadvantages that you don't even know. And so you can take note of these things. You can see, oh, I'm reacting to a cowboy belt. You can see it. Once you become conscious, you can see your reaction before it overwhelms you. And then you just watch it. It goes away. You become the watcher. And so as they go away, something is taking charge of your life. And when you go into your meeting, it may not happen this time because you need some practice under your belt, but hopefully it does. When you go in with a free mind. So it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. You've done your best. Thank you. And if he doesn't give you the raise that you expected, you say, thank you, Mr. Jones. I did try hard, and I'll try a little harder next time. I'll do my best. And he'll look at you, because most people walk away irritated. They can see it. They don't want that person because they hate the boss. But if you don't show hate towards the boss, if you don't get money, just show graciousness. And he'll think, he's never seen anything like that before. A boss would like to see that. That's what he needs to see in an employee. A person that doesn't hate him for a decision he makes. And he may think better of it. He may call you in later on. He said, I've been giving him some thought. You'd be surprised how things change. But even if he doesn't call you back, you will change. You will learn not to get irritated by your workmates. You will learn to stand above the crowd like the dog whisperer. Every human being is a dog, which is the human race basically is. There's very little good in it. And we all say we've got faults, but we don't know what it is. That's why we smoke to cover it all up and drink and stuff. We all have selfish sides, and it doesn't work for us very well. And so you have to be free from sin. Otherwise, you're subject to the world. You have to live in the world, but not of it. And being living in the world is like Caesar Milan. He's in the dog world, but not of it. And because he's not in their world, he has an effect on the dogs that the people who have dogs out of control do not have. The dogs are controlling them. If dogs can control people, then what could charlatans do? Politicians do? What could other people do? If the dog knows how to control you, then surely the spirit of wicked people know how to do it better than you and pretend to be your friends and rise to the occasion of your need when you're broken. And that person you think you love when the very love he's giving you is breaking you. You work your full head off for it, and damned if you get it, and damned if you don't get the love or the raise or whatever it is, you try harder. You don't want to be that kind of slave, and none of us want to be that kind of slave, but we have a nation of broken human beings, and all not able to deal with confrontation. The key to existence is the freedom. For instance, if you remember, you're not limited to not saying something. What you must be careful of is when you go into that room and he doesn't give you that raise, you're the one that's gracious. Everyone who doesn't get it, the only one that gets it sort of glows in the dark. And it feels like I'm better than everybody else. But you don't want to be affected by any of that. The one that the boss will notice the most, if he's a good boss, is the fact that you are gracious the way you deal with it. You may not win, but you will lose for sure if you get upset. Am I making sense?
That's so helpful.
It is helpful. I'm glad. Thank you very much for listening. And get my CD. That will help you. No charge for it. FHU.com. Go there. Sign in. And then you have all the other benefits. Show numbers is... I can't read it. I'm sorry. 5558. Thank you. Oh, 5588. I beg your pardon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, confrontation. The first word you speak without anger is freedom. Do you hear me? The first word you speak without thought or anger. See, anger will make you speak and suppress either one. And when you speak, it comes out wrong. Even though it's the right thing you're saying, it comes out wrong. Always. It hurts. Or you get hurt more. Because somebody else will be angry back at you and slander you more. No. When you're not upset, you cannot lose. Hear me. Hear me, everyone. Because it's not some great philosophy you have to study. It is a simple Jesus thing. He didn't give you a lot of philosophy and left any writing for anybody. My kingdom is not of the world, he said. So, what I have to share with you on a CD, wouldn't it be nice if you could hear Jesus on a CD? Yeah. Then you wouldn't be so muddled and confused by your preachers, and rabbis, and imams, and so on, and edads. So, but the point is, it's on a CD. And this same CD is helping thousands and thousands of military. Thousands will not commit suicide. Because of the horror of facing the enemy and coming home and finding communism here and being dealt with a VA in Washington that dismisses them and as if they were just useless. Well, you either follow our rules and you got mental illness and if you don't follow our prescription and our treatment, well, go under a bridge and live. That's the attitude. They don't know how to deal with it. They really don't. But we do. And it's getting very popular. Whole division just ordered 2,000. So would you help us to pay for this? That will, you know, if you make a payment to the foundation and make it regular, I help other people as well as you. I mean, it spreads. Please, it's a good investment, a big bang for the buck. 800-877-3227. Why don't you call tomorrow? Why is it? Why are the phones so slow? They are. Why are the orders so slow? We give a lot away, I know. Where's the graciousness and gratefulness? Thank you. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, now Paul is asking from Iowa, how come I get my how do you put it, Paul?
Well,
yeah, are you there, Paul?
Yes, I'm there, Roy. I tuned you in for the first time and I enjoyed what you had to say. And
thank you.
Actually were kind of amused to me, and I've got all these things I was thinking about and what I was listening to, and I just kind of was curious, you know, how you can deal with the energy. You know, you seem to have connected with the source.
That's right.
And the question, I guess, is when you connect with the source and you start getting revelation from, you know, the creator, you start to realize that the things that we've created aren't necessarily the things that give us the best possible result or the best comeback. And you kind of become exiled, you know, and it's like, how do you...
That's an interesting way of saying it. If you ask me how I come by it, I've always had it, so have you. And you've recognized the things I'm saying. Now, let me make a statement, it takes one to know one. So how is it that you've recognized what I'm saying, but maybe you haven't lived it? That's the difference. So my job is to help you, show you where it is you can live from. And so I'm a free spirit. I'm a free spirit. I'm unfettered by complexes and fears and anxieties. I've become a real human being, and that makes me ordinary. It doesn't make me puffed up with pride or arrogance. I'm just free from everything everybody else isn't free from. So I can function in many ways. So I've written 17 books, but I left school when I was 13. So I don't have an education, but I'm just finished a science book on gravity-driven universe. You'll be on the market soon. I'm afraid to publish it because it shows how you get free energy from any point in space. Guaranteed. I mean, I've never discovered how the universe was made, but it's also a religious experience, because the way I've described gravity and how the universe began is not with a big bang, but in a way that's absolutely unique and it's indisputable, because have you ever heard of the Principia from Isaac Newton? He spent 9 or 10 years in seclusion writing all the laws of physics, the Newtonian physics. Well, I spent 47 years coming to these conclusions, and now I've put them on paper. Meanwhile, I've been writing 17 books and other articles for helping people to overcome stress so they can enjoy the freedom and carefreeness I have.
You know what's interesting, and I catch the wind of where you're coming from, because this is how I kind of look at things. There's the beginning. And then there was the one that was all by himself, and he created the best part of himself to commune with.
That's right.
That communion, you and I exist. Everything that exists is through the communion of that one.
That's right, and the Christians teach that. Yeah, the Christians teach it, but it's just words. What I have found is a simple set of words that will lead you to that place inside you where it is, and there's no religious words in it. There's no words like God. There's no words like Jesus in it. When you open up, when you find what it is, I'm leading it to you, it will be what you've been looking for all your life. And immediately you'll appreciate your Bible and everything else. Immediately, everything becomes obvious and effortless. That's what I'm saying. It's not a big deal. You've always had it. You've got it. You need that communion. We need that reunion. So what Adam lost, we have to find. That's all. In order to be happy, men have to find that first. Otherwise, the women will be out of control.
No, I mean it's kind of a matriarchal thing. It's interesting because I think that's why we have insurance and all this other stuff. It's because mommy's trying to protect us. And mommy's not supposed to protect us.
No, mommy's not supposed to do the protecting. Daddy is supposed to do the teaching and be the example to mommy. So mommy feels secure with the daddy that loves God and is secure with the fact that he's honorable and good and never look at any other woman and is good to her even if she's bad to him.
Oh. Yeah, I guess the main reason I called is because when I listen to what you were saying, it gets me to think about all these things and my connection with the Lord. And how that works with my wife. And
I'm so glad.
Else.
I'm so glad.
I talked for hours, I guess. I just wanted to say thanks. You know.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Just if you call another day and you have a question, since this is the first time, you might want to go to the website and sign on. We never asked people to sign on before. We just gave free CDs, and we don't know how many millions we've given out. But then it's nice to be able to sign in, and we can communicate with you for have a seminar somewhere or something. And we don't beg for money like that, and we're not like any other organization. I want you to be free of me. But only when you're free of me can we be friends, can you love each other. You can't love each other when you're in bondage to each other's approval. See, so there's a certain magic to this which is, you know, kind of tricky to, it's a spell that has to be broken, which you have to be willing to see that the love of the world is opposite to the fidelity you have with God. And so that new relationship is similar, but to something good. Or to something bad, of course, which we have the ability to respond to, you know, either side of the force, the good side of the force or the bad side of the force. And the good side is withheld. In all of religions, it's withheld. Talked about, but withheld. All right, we'll be right back.
If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?"
He said, "Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. New from the Foundation of Human Understanding, a three-part series entitled Surviving Your Father's Agony, Parts 1, 2, and 3. These Sunday conversations are essential for understanding your relationships. Part 1, A Man's Journey Really Begins, and the best part of it is you are invited to come along. You hear the agony of a man that is also the agony of a woman. Roy Masters says it is the most stirring thing you will ever hear in your life. Item 7758. Part 2, Moving Beyond Your Father's Agony. Hear the man return to have a conversation with Roy that brings him understanding of all that occurred the previous week. Item 7759. And part 3, Resolving Your Wife's Agony. The man returns again, this time with his wife. As he leaves his agony behind, you see the healing of his marriage. Item 7762. Call 1-800-877-3227. Visit FHU.com. Order the three-part set, Surviving Your Father's Agony.